Hi, and welcome to Nick Talk, where we discuss today's trending topics with some of the funniest people in the entertainment industry. Now, please, stand by for your host, Nikki James.
Hey guys, it's Nikki James here, and you're listening to Nick Talk, my podcast, where we discuss today's trending topics with some really funny people. Now, my next guest is a family member and a friend. She's a comedian in her own right. Her name is Wendy, Miss Wendy Lawrence, also known as Wendy Hartung, and she's just really, really funny. Like we can banter back and forth together all day long. So get ready for just a bunch of stupid banter about real life stuff.
Yeah, like I was shocked. I actually didn't know for a long time that your browser history was saved. So it took like an ex-boyfriend of mine, like looking through my browser history for me to like never make that mistake again. Like, I'm like, let me have my life.
I listen to like the murder podcasts, and my favorite one, they have this little tagline, SSDGM, stay sexy and don't get murdered.
Okay.
So somebody wrote in that they had, like, they walked up to this older lady. She was probably in her 60s, and she was wearing a shirt that said SSDGM. And she walked up to her, and she says, oh, my God, like, you know, you love the podcast. And the lady gave her a funny look, and she says, my daughter gave this to me. It means stay saved and do God's missions. And that is my favorite thing I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Wendy, right?
So some girl gave her religious mother a t-shirt that means stay sexy and don't get murdered. Okay. And got her to wear it outside.
But this one says, homicide victims rarely talk to police. Now,
well, I mean, it's tough when you die to talk to people. I mean, okay, are they talking about it in like the metaphorical sense where the evidence and whatnot speak to them? But yeah, no, they definitely do not.
Who is the writer? And B, who's the publisher? Who said, yes, George, that's a great headline. Put it in the paper. Like, I don't know what was happening there. Okay, here's another one. Breathing oxygen linked to staying alive. What?
I really hope this guy got an award for this study because it's true. It's very true. I actually think I'm looking at the same one you are.
Okay, here's the other one. Okay, so this one's number four. Are you? It starts off with statistics. Are you looking at it? Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
The hell you say?
I think maybe 19 it would start dropping off. 25.
Just being like 24 and be like, hello, teen mom. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, all right, let me see. Marijuana issue sent to a joint committee. Oh, okay.
That's fantastic. That's good writing, and that was done on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And oh, you know what? Speaking of marijuana, I was reading through some of the headlines, and I saw that in current news, there's a guy who is going to get off of a prison sentence after 31 years for a nonviolent marijuana charge.
31 years for a marijuana charge.
He was sentenced to 90 years. 90. Yeah. Now, I'll get to the specifics, but that is the major part.
I'm going to first assume he's not white.
He is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 90 years for pot.
90 years?
Does that sound like what judge said? Yeah.
So now, you know, like different punishment when it comes to drugs have to do with the amount, right? So he was carrying 100 pounds of marijuana. 100 pounds. And he was smuggling it across the border, I think. But 90 years.
No, that's excessive. Terrible.
Isn't that terrible?
At 31 years that he's been there. That's too much.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, but I guess it caught the attention of like all kinds of people. He was a normal guy, and like he didn't hurt anybody. 90 years, 90. I don't know if that doesn't wake you up. Like, how many other cases are there like that in our system? How many other people are in there for nonviolent crimes? You know, like.
No, that's an issue that needs to be addressed, because there are. I mean, if you look on the flip side of that and look at what the average rape conviction will yield, and it's a huge difference. Yeah. You have people out there getting 5 years, 4 or 5 years for rape.
Yeah.
Man has sat in there for 31 years for some pot.
With a total sentence of 90. Insane.
It's sick. It's sad. And I feel like prisons have become a business.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. I just wish reform wasn't so hard to get. You know what I mean? Like, there's such a process for it that people become exhausted from the process. You know, unless you're passionate about it and you fight it and 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 fight it, you might win your specific case, but it takes so much
to do that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the idea behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The penal system, our judicial system anyway, seems skewed to favor the rich.
Yeah.
If you've got enough money, you're out. If you can hire a good enough lawyer and you can fight us for 4 or 5 years, you know, you might get to the
home. Yeah. Everything's about.
They don't have those kind of resources.
That's why I tell my kids, you better go make a lot of money. You're going to need it.
It's why, like, I'm sort of against the death penalty. I never was. And I believe that there are certain people that's the first thing I think.
Yeah.
Give them the chance. But we have so many wrongful convictions.
Yeah.
You can't take back killing someone.
Yeah.
You know, you can come back and say 30 years later, shoot, dude, we were wrong. And that's terrible enough to take away chunk of someone's life with, you know, not proper evidence, obviously. But you can't unkill people. Man arrested for everything.
Yep.
What did I do, officer? What didn't you do?
I can go down a big laundry list of things, but it's everything. You did everything.
What didn't you do?
What are you charging me with, officer? Everything.
Everything.
What kind of bagel do you want, officer?
I'm mad. Like, he had a flat tire when he came out that morning, and then he hit every red light on the way to work, and his wife called him because he forgot to take the dry cleaning with him. And then he gets in there, and the chief is just riding him about all this paperwork. And that guy was cranky.
Yeah. Absolutely. He did
everything.
Someone ate yogurt out of the office refrigerator, even though he put his name on it.
That's the third time this week.
He was mad. Oh, okay. We've got Mississippi Literacy Program shows improvement. But do you find the humor in that?
Mississippi. Well, I mean, they just spelled it like they say it.
Mississippi. So it's spelled here, it's spelled M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Mississippi. Did you have to learn how to spell that through a song?
Listen, when I was in kindergarten, there was this little boy, and his name was Asif.
Okay.
And he was smarter than me, and I hated him. Because we would have little spelling bees, and I was really good at it, but he always beat me. And the first time that I knew that I hated him, I was in kindergarten, and out of nowhere, like nobody asked this kid, he said, "I know how to spell Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I." Mm-hmm. And I was livid because I did not know that.
I know, like a song can teach you so much.
It was first grade because kindergarten, like I rocked the show.
Right.
My dad taught me to read really early. And so I showed up in kindergarten, like just boss. Like I know all this stuff. You kids are so dumb. Mm-hmm. And then first grade, this little MF-er sitting behind me knew how to spell Mississippi. Okay. I didn't even know what the fuck a Mississippi was. I was so mad. I never liked that kid. Always beat me in spelling bees. He's trash. Screw you, Aussie.
She holds no grudge. Just kidding. I know. Oh my gosh. Do you have people that like still hold a grudge against you in high school?
I don't talk to anyone.
Well, we have Facebook now, so I've clearly found out how many people just. I'm like, do you know like people clearly did not like you in high school, and then all of a sudden you get a friend request, and it's like, you know why they're requesting like you. It's simply to just like make fun of everything. Like,
or they were at Walmart and you know, one of their friends was like, "Oh my God, did you see Nikki? I'm gonna see." That's the way people are in small towns. It's poopy.
Oh my gosh.
It's why I'm friends.
It's funny how people get bitter, you know, when like, you know, just whatever from, I got no words. I must stop there. All right. So let's go. I want one more.
Northfield plans to plan a strategic plan.
What? You don't say.
Like, what's great is that somebody took this information and they wrote it down and they made a headline about it.
I know.
What are you doing, Northfield? Well, we plan a strategic plan. Yeah. And we plan to start that plan sometime soon. And the guy with his little notebook went,
you know,
and there's your headline. He didn't know what to do.
I think
he was new.
Even bad publicity is good publicity. You know,
yeah, like, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah. Cause they just want the attention. Like if you're relevant in the news, or you're relevant in the headlines, you know? So sometimes mm-hmm. I'm like, this had to be just for like, you know, like you did this on purpose, you know? Like, okay, there's one here. Wendy, it says sewer was blocked by a large poo. And the picture is Winnie the Pooh. A Winnie the Pooh doll blocking a sewer.
I didn't see that, but please look at the full page spread out of number 24. You've got to look at the page as a whole.
Okay. Oh, Pooh, wait. Oh, no pun intended.
It's a nice story about inclusion.
Okay.
And then the next story.
Okay, hold on.
Something very different and unrelated. just unfortunately placed.
Is it the Boy Scout?
The Boy Scouts and their wonderful inclusion steps that they took. And that's, I'm sure, very nice.
Boy Scouts
article.
Hey, boys.
Yes. But and then look at the article below.
In through the back door. Well, can you imagine how many people saw that? That's that
placement.
I know. Like
somebody got it talking to at the paper.
That is hilarious. You should have put that on page two, sir.
State population to double by 2040. Babies to blame.
Oh. Barbershop singers bring joy to the school for deaf. Huh? Did they like who thought, guess what, guys? I booked us our first gig. We're going to the school for deaf.
Horrible. Republicans turned off by size of Obama's package.
I saw that one, man. Like, come on. Like, clearly.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, you did that on purpose.
Like, we don't have to answer this one, but, like, just hear this one. Uh-huh. Would you rather always have BO or not and not know it, or always smell BO on everyone else?
Always have it and not know it. I'll be the stinky girl.
Yeah, you have it and you don't know it, but everyone can smell you.
I'll be the stinky girl.
Or always smell it on other people.
Can you imagine how horrifying that would be? You wouldn't want to be around anyone.
Right, but then nobody wants to be around you and you don't know why, because you can't smell it.
Unless you're like really funny. And then they're like, I don't care what you smell like. The guys are like, you never think about what I want to do. It's like, no, actually.
Stupid.
Sleep or watch a movie. I think those are universal. You want to take us fishing. You want to take us golfing. You want to do things that boys do. Let's go to a baseball game. Okay, I like baseball, but like some people just don't like sports. Why is it always about guys wanting a girl to do that stuff?
I didn't like sports until I was older. And now, like, even then, it's got to be, like, my team. I can't just sit down and watch a day of college football. I need to watch the team I like, and then I'm done.
Stay home. Have sex. You both win. All right, so here's this question. What's your most impressive go-to meal that you can cook?
I'm a good cook. And so I don't really have a go-to, but it's funny because the last couple events that we've gone to with like a group of friends where we bring something, ours always seems to be corn centered and people go crazy about it. Like we made this really fantastic cream corn and then we made like this Korean style thing. And the last time we went to like a thing where we brought food, everybody looked at us and they were like, can you bring corn? And they were pissed at us because we didn't bring corn.
You're known for corn. Bring it.
We have this corn reputation. Where's the corn? Really? We were counting on you. And it wasn't on purpose. It just happened to be that was the thing that we had discovered that was really good. And like, yeah, we'll bring it as a side dish. But now we have this corn reputation that we have to live up to, that it's feeling heavy.
Bring popcorn.
It's like corn people now.
All different kinds of variations of corn.
Now there's pressure added.
Bring something corny or like candy corn or how many corns can we go? I don't know. I'm being corny.
Acorn. Throw it in the trash.
Acorn.
Throw it right in the trash.
Blooper number 700.
Another of those situation ones that students cook and serve grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. I love punctuation ones. I saw this one once and it was my favorite one. I'll never forget it. It was a sign and it said slow men working, but there was a comma and it, so then it said slow men working.
Which is probably so true.
You know,
I think this is my favorite headline I've ever seen. Woman in sumo wrestler suit assaulted her ex-girlfriend in gay pub after she waved at man dressed as a Snickers bar. You don't even need to read the article. You already know. They gave you all of the information all at one time.
It's like a bad
quality article.
That's like a bad movie. That's like a trailer. You know, when you watch a trailer and they tell you the entire movie in 2 seconds and you're like, and then below it's like rent for $29.99. I just watched it.
We were let loose with zero information.
Yeah.
Like the only thing that I remember being scared of as a child was my dad made some comment to me, like, if you ever see a van, just run home. And he wasn't specific enough. So until I was like 10, every time I saw a van, I would just melt. Like, I have to hide. I need to run away. And so like anybody driving a van was suspect. Any van driving down the road, I'm like diving behind a bush.
Yep.
I didn't have a lot of information as a child.
All right. Well, so you guys, that's it for this episode of Nick Talk. Thank you for listening. It's episode 2, and I'm excited that I made it to a second one. I want to thank you so much, Wendy, for spending so much time with me and just chatting. I know it's like, it's taxing and like, it's stupid, but it's also fun.
Yeah. It's been fun.
So yeah. Anyway, you guys, if you liked the episode, go ahead and subscribe to my channels. It's on YouTube. My website is Nick Talk Live, which is N-I-K-T-O-K Live. L-I-V-E. Or wondering .com, and all the episodes will be on there. You can also find some merchandise down there. I've got hoodies, sweaters, everything. It helps me out. It's a way to support me on many different levels. So check out the merchandise at the bottom of that. And if you're in the SoCal area, if you're in California, if you're vacationing, if you live here, make sure that you go to SoCal Jet Skis. If you don't know what to do on a weekend or whatever weekday, it's a jet ski rental place. You can rent jet skis, boats, or a bike, and ask for Tony. He's the owner, and he's super, super sweet. And yeah, that's about it from me. Thanks for listening at home. And that's it. Wendy, thank you so much.